Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast for Live the Promise. Enjoy the conversation. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in, and a very happy Saturday to you. Welcome to the weekend edition of Live the Promise. Hope you're having a great weekend. Well, I'm excited about today's show because we have another edition of Artist Corner, and today you'll hear from Todd Smith. He's lead singer of the group Selah, and if you've never enjoyed their music, I am telling you what, you're going to have to go and listen because it's rich, it's powerful, and what Todd has to say is always so deep and profound, and we will get to that conversation in just a moment. A couple quick announcements for you. Our ministry spotlight partner this month is Reach Beyond, and if you have a desire in your heart to see your influence reach the ends of the earth, why don't you maybe consider partnering with Reach Beyond? They use different forms of media to share the gospel in hard-to-reach areas, to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to every tribe, every tongue, every nation. Check it out. Check them out, I should say, on our website at myfaithradio.com. Also, we're so excited to be giving away a couple copies of Kay Warren's Choose Joy devotional, two copies every week of this month, and we're almost at the end of this month. If you'd like a chance at winning a copy of the Choose Joy devotional by Kay Warren, just hop on our website, myfaithradio.com, and you can sign up there to win. Let me tell you about my guest now. We'll get him on the show. Todd Smith is founding member of the multi-platinum music group Selah. He spent 8 years growing up in the Congo, Africa, as the son of missionaries. He's married to author and speaker Angie Smith, whom we've had on the show plenty of times, and they live with their four girls in Nashville, Tennessee. Dear Todd, welcome back to the program.
Susie, after that intro, you are my favorite person on radio.
You're so welcome. But I mean it. Wow, I mean it. I'm super excited to have you on today. And I know you had to pull over, but I want you to tell our listeners why that is, because where you were this morning.
Yeah, I am at the top of a hill next to a McDonald's in a parking lot. So I'm in a good place that has good reception. But the reason is I sang the national anthem at the Bristol Motor Speedway in Bristol, Tennessee, and it was a huge honor. I got asked last Thursday and was supposed to sing yesterday because normally the races are on Sunday, and it just rained all day. So I actually brought my girls and their best friends, and we just made a road trip out of it. Hmm. And then when they canceled everything, I had to drive all the way back to Nashville or close to it, which is about 5 hours.
Oh, my.
And Angie met me halfway, and she was like, "You are singing the national anthem tomorrow. You are singing." So I drove about 4 hours and then gave them to her and then drove back last night and then sang. So all that to say, we had just finished, and so now I'm on my way back to Nashville. But, yeah, it was a great experience.
Fantastic. And I appreciate you still being able to stick with us today, Todd. And you've been on enough times enough before to know we love to start the conversation talking scripture. And I don't know if you have just a life verse or one you've just been pondering these days you can share with us. And I know you're in your car, so if you don't even have the reference, I can sure find it. But any thoughts?
Yeah, you know, Revelation 12:11 is one. We have a new album, obviously, that we'll be talking about called Unbreakable. And Revelation 12:11, especially in context of a song called I Got Saved and People of the Cross and Lord, I Trust You, it says they overcame the evil one by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, even to the point of death. Mm-hmm. And the persecuted church, you know, we've had conversations before when we talked about the insanity of God with Nick Ripken. And talking about the cost that so many people are paying, but also the importance of us sharing our testimonies, of sharing our faith, because there is so much power in that. People can argue, you know, in so many different ways, but they can't really argue with you on your own personal experience and what God has done in your life. And I think it strengthens you when you share your testimony, when you have the courage to share about how you got saved and how you came to faith.
Boy, that's fantastic. And just off the top of my head, I feel like there's a verse in Philemon that talks about the very thing that something gets activated in us. Our faith is actually activated in us as we speak of what God has done. I believe that so strongly. So when you look at this album, Unbreakable, how do you come up with the title and speak to the title Unbreakable and how it encapsulates these songs?
Yeah, you know, usually what happens is we pick different songs that just speak to us, you know, so I might bring three or four to the table, or Alan or Amy might do the same, and we just kind of listen through, maybe we bring 20 songs total, and then it kind of makes its way, you know, where sometimes you record a song and it doesn't sound as good, or we just didn't, it just didn't come out the way we thought, and then there were others that we thought were, oh, they might be okay, and finish them and listen to it and go, man, that really, there's something special there. And so as we get all the songs together, we start to look at what's a common theme, what's a common thread for all of them. And there's a song called Unbreakable that is a dance track. It's a, we've never really done a dance track before, but we always like to try to stretch. You know, we always do a base of hymns, and I grew up in Africa, so we do an African song and kind of Christian classics where we might record an Andre Crouch tune or something like that. But this was a song that a friend of Amy's pitched to her, and I think he pitched to her thinking that it was going to be for a solo project, but we all heard it and loved it. And the theme Unbreakable, it just really, the lyrics say your love is unbreakable, unmovable, unchangeable. You never give up on us. And so it's this idea of throughout the whole album, the album starts out with, got any rivers and I will carry you. And it's just this idea of this picture of Jesus carrying us, you know, or we being people of the cross. And if, even if we die in our faith, it's not lost because his love is unbreakable. And to be dead from this body is to be present with God, to be present with Jesus. And so all the different songs, they have this theme of who Jesus is, that he is unbreakable, he's unchangeable, he's unmovable. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we picked that to be the title, because it really, everything else connected to that.
Oh, perfect. Well, let's hear Unbreakable. I want to tell you again, we've got four copies of Selah's new album, Unbreakable. Email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Let's listen in.
When you're a prisoner of hope, there's a fire in your bones. And what I love about it most is it don't matter where you go. Yeah, we may make a wrong turn, we may stumble or get burned, we may miss the perfect mark, but the very best part.
That is a song to start with, Todd. I love it. Isn't that just fun for you to turn to listen back to it?
Oh, yeah. And it's a fun track. Like, I picture people doing aerobics or going out and running and, you know, listening to that song. And, yeah, it's just got such a great feel. It's just a fun song.
Mm-hmm. In my case, it would be biking, getting the headset on and going cycling. It just sounds like that on a sunny day and just a celebration. Fantastic. So we're going to screen.
Do you have a road bike?
I do, and I love it.
You do?
Yeah.
I love it, too.
Really?
Oh, it is so fun.
Happy
oh, yeah.
place. Wow. It's like you're flying,
absolutely.
You know? It's just amazing. Okay, so I want to try to squeeze in most of the song I Got Saved before our break. So set that one up, if you would, for me.
Yeah, it's written by Jenny Lee Riddle, who wrote a Revelation song that, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Mm. Anyway, she wrote it, sang it at a conference that my wife Angie was speaking at. Angie was in a really dark place, didn't want to go and speak. Went and spoke, and when Jenny sang I Got Saved, it literally lifted Angie out of that dark place.
Wow.
Stayed the next day, almost missed her flight so she could record it to play for me, and we were done with the album. So this song was not supposed to go on the project. Came home, wouldn't text it to me, came home and played it for me, and she said, you've got to hear this. And I haven't had this kind of reaction to a song since I heard the demo for You Raise Me Up.
Wow.
It was just so powerful. But it reminded me of when I was 5 years old, when I accepted Jesus. And so what I hope is that it reminds other people of when you got saved, when it became real for you. And what we're asking people to do is to record their testimony in 1 to 3 minutes and upload it on YouTube or Facebook and title it hashtag I Got Saved and their name. So mine is hashtag I Got Saved, Todd Smith, so that people share their testimonies, as I was saying earlier, so that it encourages and challenges other people and brings other people to know who Jesus is.
Okay, this feels so important that we have to pause and break and hear the whole song on the other side. So we'll just reset that because that feels hugely important. I think somebody else may be listening today is in a funk and may need to hear this song, I Got Saved. I'm talking to Todd Smith with Selah, celebrating the release of their brand-new album, Unbreakable. We've got 4 copies. I'd love to get a copy into your hands. Email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. And we're going to hear I Got Saved on the other side. Can't wait. Back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is of the Promise. So honored and blessed to be talking to our friend Todd Smith of the band of the group Selah. Fantastic group. They're just released a new album titled Unbreakable. We've got 4 copies. I'd love to get your name in the drawing. Just email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com, and don't forget your mailing address. So before the break, Todd, you set up this song, I Got Saved. Your dear wife, Angie, who we've had on the show plenty of times, was at a conference getting ready to speak, but kind of walking through a dark night of the soul, and the worship leader sang this song, and it just lifted her out of the pit. And so she recorded it, is that right, on her phone and brought it back to you?
That's right. Mm-hmm. She recorded it and, in fact, she was speaking the next day, but then she was supposed to leave. And Jenny Lee Riddle and People in Songs were singing. They were closing out the event. She stayed for their set hoping to record that song. They would do that one. They did. She recorded it, almost missed her flight. But on the way to the airport, called me and she said, are you done with the Unbreakable album? And I said, yeah, so we've been recording for 2.5 years, like we're over it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you've got to hear this song. You've got to hear it. And so I said, well, just text it to me. And she's like, nope, when I get home, I will play it for you. And so she did. And I just got chills. And it just brought me back to being a 5-year-old boy in Western Michigan in a small town. And there was a pastor of a small church, I don't even know what his name is, but he was faithful to share the gospel, and I received it. It made sense, and I went home that day and prayed with my mom and accepted Jesus, and we just thought about, what if we got people's testimonies? What if we asked people to share their I Got Saved stories? And so we've created a website, and there's also a Facebook page, and if people just search hashtag I Got Saved, they will see from 15-year-olds to 85-year-olds. We had Lou Jean Sanders, who's 85 years old, met her at a church. When we started singing I Got Saved, she stood up with her cane, raised her hand and just worshiped the whole time. Hmm. And then after that, I had her share her testimony. We got a letter from a mom on Facebook, and she said, I was playing your music, and I played I Got Saved, and I believe she was 7 or 8 years old, her daughter, listened to the song, and by the end of the song, she came to her mom, and she said, I accepted Jesus. I just accepted Jesus while I was listening to that song.
Wow.
And so for, you know, just to have people share their testimonies of how you came to faith, what Jesus brought you through, if he delivered you through something. And what we're asking people to do is, man, just record your testimonies. Get on your phone or get on your iPad and just in 1 to 3 minutes record about how you got saved. And then title it, upload it to YouTube or upload it to Facebook and title it hashtag I got saved and your name. So for the example I gave earlier was hashtag I got saved Todd Smith. And what we hope is that as people hear our testimonies, they will be encouraged to come to know Jesus by faith. And if God delivered you from something, they may be in that same place and believing that God will want nothing to do with them. And then they see how God transformed your life, what Jesus did in you. And they go, okay, maybe he can love me, which we know that he can. Mm. But then they come to faith.
Fantastic. Oh, my goodness. And just hearing other people's testimonies, what that does for our own heart. It's like when you see a baptism service and these people come out of the water with their arms in the air. Listen to I Got Saved from Selah. Their new album is Unbreakable.
There is a river of gladness that pours from Emmanuel's veins. The sinner was plunged beneath the flood.
Undone by that song. That is absolutely amazing. Wow. Thank you. I'm speechless.
It is. It is such a powerful song. I mean, I have that reaction every time I sing it. And I'm telling you, Susie, we sing it in concert, and people who've never heard the song, just because of the simple truths of proclaiming our need for Jesus and what he saved us from and saying those words, "I got saved," by the time we get to the chorus, we could be in the most conservative church, and conservative in the sense of they're very quiet, they're very reserved, very loving, but very quiet, very reserved. And by the time we get to the end of that chorus, people are cheering, people are clapping, people are raising their hands, and it's just a consistent thing wherever we go, where they're responding to the simplicity of those lyrics of, "I've got Jesus, I'm undone by the mercy of Jesus, I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord, I'm restored and made right, he got a hold of my life, I've got Jesus, how could I want more?"
I'm having a hard time forming words because I have such a lump in my throat. It's just, and I think of your dear wife, Angie, you know, at a conference, and I've been there before as a speaker where you show up going, "I'm sort of the last person right now. I just want to crawl up in a ball and cry," you know, but that she went in obedience and that the Lord just lifted her chin and just breathed life into her. And then she could bring it back to you. Isn't that just the way of the kingdom?
Totally. And you that's where, you know, it's him, and he's making things happen, and he's working things out for his will. Like, she literally called the promoter and said, "I don't want to come speak. I don't want to come share." And they said, "Even if you don't speak, we just want to love on you. Mm-hmm. We just want to take care of you." And
wow.
So she went. And Jenny, one of the co-writers of that song, is a dear friend of mine. We've written many songs, but she and Angie had never met at that point. And she just, Jenny Lee Riddle, you should have her on sometime. She just walks with Jesus. I mean, just walks with Jesus. And she walked into Angie's room before the concert or before the event. And Angie was on the floor just crying and just feeling so inadequate and not wanting to be there. And Jenny just came right around her, sat down with her, laid hands on her and prayed over her. And then they went into the session, and Angie spoke, and then they sang, and Jenny and People in Song sang, "I Got Saved." And when they did, it just lifted her out of that darkness.
Wow. What an amazing story. And this is why we do Artist Corner, because you never have that kind of time to tell a story like that, you know, on a music channel, just because there's 30 seconds and 20 seconds. So to give you time and space to be able to tell that story, we're all better for it. Wow, that was worth the price of admission. That song, "I Got Saved," is from Selah's new album, Unbreakable. I want you to have a copy. We have four. I wish everybody could have one, but we've got four. So email me if you want in on the drawing, Susie@myfaithradio.com. When we come back, Todd Smith will set up some more songs from the album, stories behind the songs. It's another Artist Corner on Live the Promise, and we will be back in a minute. Glad you tuned in today. Boy, you chose a great day to tune in to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. My guest today is Todd Smith, a lead singer of the group Selah. They've just released a brand new album, Unbreakable. And I'm telling you, if you just tuned in, you've got to go back. When the live show's over and the podcast is up, you've got to hear the show from the beginning, because we've already played some songs that'll just wreck you in the best way. So, Todd, I wonder if you'd talk to us about the song Broken Ladders. Give us a little back story on this one, if you would.
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, it took us about 2.5-3 years to make this album. And the reason for that is Amy lives in California. So Alan, Selah is comprised of Alan, Amy, and I. Alan and I live in Nashville. She lives in California. So when she's in Nashville, we'll take like a week and we'll record songs. Or, you know, in between shows, it might make sense for her to come to Nashville. Well, you might record and then 3 months pass and then you come back and do it again. What we found was that the album was really me heavy on the leads, and there weren't as many leads for Amy, and she has this amazing voice. And so we asked our A&R guy at our label if he had any songs, and so he sent us some, and one of them was Broken Ladders. And Alan and I heard it, and we sent it on to Amy and said, "Hey, let us know what you think of this one." And she listened to it, I think, that same night, and she just wept. And the reason was, she said, you know, Broken Ladders talks about trying to achieve, you know, trying to do all these things that we put in our heads and our minds that we have to do. And so for her, she's a wife, she's a mother, and she also shares very openly about how she struggled with being overweight for years. And so all these inadequacies of not being a good enough mom, not being a good enough wife, not measuring up, not being a failure at, you know, having control over her weight. All these different things just came to mind. And what this song says is all you ever wanted was my heart. You know, you wanted my heart, my simple heart. And so it just resonated with her. And she called back like the next day and she said, I've got to do this song. And so she and Alan went in and they recorded it in one take. I think they did it three times, but in one take they got this one. And as she said, I think it sounds incredible, but she said, it's not my best vocal, but it was the right one. And it's raw, and what you hear is what you get. That's what I recorded. And I guess when they finished recording, I wasn't in the room that day, but they finished recording, and our producer, Jason, said, I think that was a pretty good one. What do you guys think? And there was silence because both Amy and Alan were wiping tears away from their eyes because they were just so, so moved by it. So, yeah, for any of you who feel inadequate, feel like you don't measure up, we have a God who loves us and who wants you to know that you are enough through his strength, through his power, and just humble yourself and draw yourself to him. And this song goes out to you. It's Broken Ladders.
Broken Ladders from Selah's new album, Unbreakable. Let's listen. That was the song Broken Ladders from Selah's new album Unbreakable. I've got Todd Smith on with me today. It's an amazing song, and just amazing to me, Todd, that she's like, it's not my best vocal, but it's the right one. You know what I mean? She can sing circles around most people. It was just raw and beautiful and excellent all at the same time. Amazing. Wow.
Yeah, she, you know, I mean, on her worst day, she'll be like, oh, I have a cold and I have a sore throat. And then she's like, wow, you know, doing the whole thing. I'm like, yeah, you sound really horrible.
Exactly. Wow, I love it. And really, that song just gives such permission for people to stop striving and know that he is God. And wow, I mean, what an important message.
Yeah.
Wow. Now,
we do that. We strive and I strive and I strive. And there's nothing wrong with accomplishments. There's nothing wrong with achieving and doing things with excellence, which is what we need to do. But I can get so caught up in just being busy and busy and busy and not taking the time to just, man, be connected with Angie or be connected with my girls or spend time with Jesus, you know, and just shut everything down.
Yeah.
You know, it's oh, I've got to achieve. And that way people will like me and he'll like me and he'll approve. And it's like, no, he's done everything.
Yeah. I really do feel like there's going to be that moment in time where we look back and go, what was driving me in those places? Because those would have been still water places to rest with my family, with Jesus, you know. It's just good to look at what drives us. And I think that song is an invitation even to that. I feel like we played People of the Cross when you were on with Nick Ripken. I can't remember, but either way, I want to play this and tell us about this incredible, gripping song.
Yeah, you know, I've worked with the persecuted church for probably about 4 years, and it just really, I believe God's given me a heart for it ever since I read the book, The Insanity of God. Mm. And Nick and I were on with you last year and shared about the documentary. It's available at Lifeway Christian stores. And if you're interested or wanting to know more about the persecuted church and just have no idea, I think that documentary is one of the best ways to make your church aware of it and to find out more about how you can come alongside the persecuted church, as we're seeing so many believers being targeted. But in particular with People of the Cross, I wrote that with Jenny Lou Riddle, who we wrote I Got Saved Together, and she prayed over Angie. She called me up the day that the 21 Egyptians were killed by ISIS, and she said, we've got to write a response for the church, because when people see this, they will look at this and they'll just go, man, God, you're losing. You know, where's your power? Where are you? And why is evil winning? And you see that many times in the, you know, in the Psalms where David is saying, why, you know, do the wicked triumph? You know, why, where are you, God? You know, and she said, I want to write a response that does take that name back, because what ISIS had said is we're killing them because they're people of the cross.
Hmm.
And so what we wanted to do was say, yes, we are people of the cross. And now let's look in context. What does Jesus say? What does he promise will happen in Scripture when it comes to persecution? Well, one thing that he said was, you need to carry your cross. You need to carry your cross. Well, there's nothing peaceful and loving and simple and safe about carrying your cross. It is a sentence of death. It is a sentence of you're putting yourself in a vulnerable place. You're admitting that, you know, you're taking on something that will result in death, you know. And what does he say in John 15? He says, if I'm the master and I have been persecuted, then you as my servants, you will be persecuted. You know, Peter talks about how suffering, it's like being purified, like how gold is purified. And over again in Scripture, we see where God is glorified in suffering and in persecution. And that kind of goes against how we see things or how we want things to be or how I want things to be. But when you look at Stephen was one of the first deacons in the church. He was a brilliant man, inspired by the Word of God, inspired and filled by the Holy Spirit. And when he spoke, I mean, people just would stop and listen. And as he shared, he ended up being stoned to death. And what happened? He became the first martyr. It led to the first great persecution of the church. And then the church spread. And in fleeing, they ended up carrying out the Great Commission, which is what they were supposed to do in the first place. And as they fled, they started new churches, and the church grew. It also led to this terrorist by the name of Saul. seeing a vision of Jesus and being converted and becoming the Apostle Paul and becoming the greatest missionary the world has ever seen. And so you see over and over again where God is glorified in suffering and God is glorified in persecution. And the greatest example of that is by his own son humbling himself and becoming a person. Doesn't make any sense, humanly speaking, but becoming a person, living a perfect life, and being beaten and being crucified. And as a result of that suffering, God was glorified and heaven's gates were opened up to all of us.
Wow. Let's listen to People of the Cross.
Home, we're heading home. We journey on to see our Savior face to face. Close, we're getting close. Our joy is rising higher with each step we take. Forward on to Jesus. We are the people of the cross. We choose Christ and count all else as lost.
Song written in response to the 21 Coptic Christians beheaded. That I've got Todd Smith on with me. This is the group Selah. We'll be back in a minute. People Really glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. Honored to have Todd Smith, he's lead singer of the group Selah. They've just released a brand new album titled Unbreakable. We've got four copies, and I would so love to get one into your hands. Just email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Include your mailing address. Your name goes in a drawing. Four of you will have one in your mailbox, I'm thinking by the mid-end of week. And these songs are so rich. And before we play This Little Light of Mine and I have you give a little backstory, I would love to know, Todd, just for you personally, who inspires you? Who do you read? Who do you listen to?
Wow, that's a great, great question. You know, I'm actually right now, I'm reading Angie's book, What Women Fear.
You're reading your wife's book. I love that.
I'm listening to it on tape.
Wow.
And, I'm also listening to Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
It's the book that inspired the Broadway show. Yeah. Just wanting to know more about who was this guy and his life. There's a book by Arnold Fruchtenbaum. He is a messianic believer, and it's about the end times. And so I'm kind of studying through that. As far as people who inspire me, I'll tell you what, Scott Sauls, who is a pastor in Nashville. He was understudy for, I'm forgetting his name, at Redeemer Church in New York, Tim Keller. And just one of the most brilliant and humble preachers, and just the way that he teaches. And Easter services, he gave just a defense of the cross and why we should believe in Jesus based on the proofs. And he really inspires me when he preaches and when he talks. So those are some people that come to mind.
Fantastic.
What I'm reading.
I love it. I love the answer and love that you're listening to your wife's book on audio as well. Just got to say. All right, set us up for This Little Light of Mine.
Yeah. Hey, and before I do, can I just say, so for people across, one of the things I didn't mention, we work with Open Doors Ministries, and People Across is about the persecuted church, but we work with them, and I've also done work with the IMB, the International Mission Board, and they sent pictures of martyrs over the past 15 years.
Mm.
And so we put a video together, a music video together, and so if people go to our Facebook page, if they go to Selah's Facebook page, they'll see, if they search for People Across, or if you go on YouTube, you'll see that video, and from the second chorus on, just as a way to honor these men and women who have given everything.
Wow.
You'll see the pictures of them and what year they were martyred in the country that they were martyred in, and they're just believers from all over, and it's just a reminder that this persecution is going on right now as we speak, and anyways, hopefully it's something that inspires people when you see it, just to live out your faith.
Indeed.
You don't have to go to Iraq. Just live your faith where you are. But moving on to This Little Light of Mine, a very big switch, a very light and fun song. You know, it's that Sunday school song we always used to sing. But I grew up in Congo and lived out there as a missionary kid from the age of 5 to 13. And so when it came to this album, Alan said, what if you did an African version of This Little Light of Mine? And so we did. So I wrote a couple of verses in Kituba, and we just built the track, and it's kind of got a Caribbean and African feel, and it's one of my favorite songs. I hope especially for the kids that they love this song.
Oh, fantastic. Let's listen in.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Was This Little Light of Mine. I'm sure you recognize it. My hubby just texted and said, I love that song. Talking to Todd Smith of Sela today, we're celebrating his album, Sela's album, Unbreakable. Before we wrap and pray, tell us, Todd, how we can be praying for you.
Wow. Man, there's always so many things. But in particular, I think just to really want to know and love Jesus, there's a lot of times where feel like I just kind of go through the motions or, you know, kind of checking off a list, and just to really know him for who he is and not what he can do for me. Mm. I think to just always have better connection with Angie and with my girls, my 14-year-olds, I have four girls, Ellie and Abby are 14 and Kate is 11 and Charlotte is 6. Mm. And so, especially with my twins, you know, just as they get older, it can be harder for me to make connection with them. And so making sure that I'm just, when I get those moments, to just really dial in and, you know, notice who they are and love them and just be connected. So just with my kids, to be the leader that I'm called to be humble, which can be a difficult thing for me. You know, just to finish well, you know, and just for Alan and Amy and I, for our relationships and for the music that we do, that we just, it's something that's pleasing to God and something that is excellent.
Wow. You heard it, friends. Let's be holding Todd up in that way. And Todd, we cannot thank you enough for joining us today. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
And thank you, Susie.
Love it. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program on our website at myfaithradio.com. Excuse me. And remember this, the Lord wants you to last long and finish strong, and he is the one who keeps you strong to the end. Have a great day. We'll meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Live the Promise. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend. Help grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and then never miss a show.